It is full saturation. Just as is always the fact when there is any kind of disaster, and that's what, after all, the media should be for. Instructions, assistance, and news. But what are you getting? What have you gotten from the beginning with the Rodney King situation? You have had that tape of the beating absolutely pounded into your heads, and yet everybody in the nation and in the world has made a decision regarding guilt, innocence, whatever, of Rodney King on the basis of that tape. Does it not occur to you that there are other factors involved before even the stopping or the stopping of Rodney King? There are always two sides to every story, precious ones. Never is that kind of violent behavior acceptable. On the other hand, what took place before that moment? And what did that judge instruct the jury as to their capabilities of utilizing information to render a verdict? You must face the fact that it is your judicial system. It is the laws that allow men to go to that level of violence within the regulations of the system. And don't kid yourself, if that had not been photographed, you would never, ever have had any kind of a hearing for Rodney King. I'm not going to tell you what went on prior to that. You're going to be able to get bits and pieces, however, from various ones of the jury. Was it a fixed jury? No, not exactly. But you can always fix a jury. They're from a white neighborhood of retired police officers. They are already biased. They're frightened of the hostility. And they have had their own loved ones go into that community and be shot. So yes, in one small way they were fixed. On the other hand, they were presented with information such as they were chased at some 115 miles an hour. Or were they? That was the word of the officers. Then they will go on to say that Mr. King was the only one of the males involved in the car that was beaten. That is a lie. But that's what the jury heard. Both of the other persons in the vehicle were beaten. And one later was killed, taken out of the picture. Oh no, you will say, I heard that there was one of the witnesses that had an accident. Yes, he did. He had a fatal car crash one night, which was never really investigated. If you do not come into your understanding that all of this is a massive conspiracy and higher plan to pull down your nation, then there is no hope for your nation. Is Hatton a rabble rouser? Absolutely no. I don't want any of you out rousing or rabbling anywhere. You are a remnant. Ones are being groomed as leadership to see you through this horrendous time. And it's hard and it's frightening. And that's why we will meet. You need connections. You need more confirmation that you have the support. You need wisdom. And only through truth can you gain wisdom so that you can move into freedom. The octopus is sitting on top of you, squashing you. And his tentacles go out, more like the squid. He doesn't just have eight. He has eight times eight times eight times eight times eight. And they have paid attention to their goal. They have never, never lost sight of their goal. And they require, you see, that the least among you, the most put upon among you, are the ones that have to bear the burden of this horrendous act. A $500 million plane goes down, and there is no mention of it. After the day it happened, after it was lost completely in the chaos of the moment. What are you doing with a prototype of a $500 million stealth plane when none of the stealths have worked? What are you doing? And doesn't anyone notice what is going on? You're in the ending times. There's no other way to put it. You're in the most serious time this planet has ever known. And still more interest is paid in discounting our presence and that which your government is doing and the government of the world than to the reality of your experience. You cannot see that forest out there because of that tree standing in front of you. The media has fed you exactly what they were told to feed you, to incite to violence, exactly what has occurred. And still, ones deny it and rave and bow at the wondrous coverage. And these youngsters go out into the streets, and the old hands go out into the streets and make journalistic history. No, playing right into the hands of the elite planners, gain control of their media, train them in violence, and they'll love it. The only thing that could have made the viewers happier is if they had burned down 10 times as many buildings, wrecked 10 times as much havoc, and have blood flowing in the streets. Moreover, before this is done, that probably will also happen, because now you're going to get the feminists. Everyone who perceives themselves to be put upon are going to march and complain. You're going to find the Anti-Defamation League up to their eyes in this, and you will even have an outcry continually through these days regarding the Holocaust. It is a time of absolute international chaos, set again to isolate you once, to break you into small little pieces, to divide you, to have confrontations you will be incited to riot continually as the abortion league comes into play. It is a time of bringing all strong feelings to the surface and out the mouth and into irrational behavior. You will be having your heads ringing because you are being pulsed instructions to confusion, depression, and chaos. Remember, the grid is active and they are pulsing this information to you right into the cities. It is requiring that ones who would ordinarily be somewhere under control lose control, inciting violence, more violence, even though it is known there is no way that violence can prevail except in a most destructive manner. But who can you be violent against? You've witnessed it. It's been on your television constantly. The ones living in those communities, having to exist in those communities, and the older generations who saw that the 65 watts riots did not work, and who in Detroit saw that following the Watts riots, it was worse in Detroit, Michigan. The violence doesn't work. It only causes disaster and destruction and sets back the cause. Massively sets it back. You do not win anything by destroying it. And that's what you've done to your planet. You couldn't see it. You just used it. And in your frustrations, you just lash out in violence because you've been trained to do that. I would ask everyone who hears this to go back to one of the journals that will have in it the protocols. And I don't want you to get hung up on it being Zionist. It is just the very best place to go for reflection. The New World Order has laid it down in the same form, even more briefly, and if you know where to find that in the prior journals, then please find it. And I want you to read one after the other, and I want you to quietly go within and evaluate where you are now. Well, what can I do, you ask me? Be prepared. And I'm going to remind you once of some of our suggestions in the past. As things worsen and unemployment becomes worse, your cities are going to become ghettos of terror. Someone made a motion picture that showed New York as the prison with horrendous unrest, killing and hate. Well, you're already to the killing and hate. If you live in those cities and you truly want some peace, you're going to have to get out of them, because the cities will become hotbeds of terror and destruction, especially as ones begin to lose employment and more need to go onto the welfare rolls, and there will be no money. And if you have and your neighbor is starving, he is going to come and take it from you. this is the way man has been trained to react. And even if he doesn't want to react in that manner, when his children are hungry, he will take what he must. And you are trained to not wish to give it. So in your desire to protect that which you have, violence will again occur. And that then allows the enforcement procedure against you. The monetary system is going to collapse. If there is ability for choices at all, you should consider moving away from those cities, from those big central locations. For the human mind is a very strange thing. It will destroy first that which it surrounds, or that which surrounds it. And then it will move out. But the major cities will, of course, be the hotbeds of activity, pain, and anguish. And this is where they can vent their anger against the establishment and against you, whom they perceive has done them injustice. This is why the blacks would go to the Koreans and burn down their stores. Because the Koreans came, and the big markets came, and those who dared to set up business in those communities overcharged. The least able to pay had to pay more for the very bread they ate. So the violence is first perpetrated against those immediate perpetrators of injustice. And then it will branch out and branch out, and then it will move into the higher white segments of your community. As it grows, and then you add a few natural disasters, drought, floods, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, etc. You pile that onto people already oppressed, and you have them under control. This is why free trade. Get your industry out of the nation. So there's nothing left to control but the people, and no way for them to grow out of the poverty established because of the lack of ability to support oneself. And then you have the massive, quote, Christian or religious movements gathering together, actually inciting more violence, and then asking ones to simply pray. Simply pray. Pray to God for miracles. You hear it. They meet and God will send a miracle. How can God send a miracle? Maybe on tiny individual bases, someone will do something miraculous. But you have helped make the plan. You have fed the plan. And then you pull ones into the churches and say, well, let us all pray for a miracle. And then when the violence continues, God has somehow failed you? Do you see the lack of wisdom and reason? And yet do you also see that this is the training that has been given? And how the young people will not buy it. You want to go into that church house and you want to pray while they're killing us. I'll do it my way, you do it yours. And both ways are so incredibly incorrect. You can put down the riots. You cannot put down the feelings and the hostility and the boiling cauldron. You can put band-aids on these precious ones. But the elite intend to win. And that means they intend that the masses lose. And they have the power. And all you do is ask for God to intervene. God will not intervene. And only through truth and knowledge and wisdom can you even begin to think about reversing it. Two wrongs do not make one right. It only enhances the violence and the feelings, the emotions. I repeat, please go read the protocols and look and see where you are against what they have planned to do, why it is coming about at this very time, why the coalition of the controllers is forming, why the different groups are being rallied to their own causes to cause more confusion, more distractions. And your president will come along now and bring in order. It will appear to you to be order. And his popularity will zoom up. I can only ask that you think about these things. There's one last thing that I wish to urge you ones to do, and that's look beyond that which you are seeing. And yet bits and pieces will be coming through to you as ones in the power will want you to be aware that what is happening in Los Angeles, for instance, is in its most heinous form being shown all over the globe. To every nation. All of the leading newspapers feature great Holocaust pictures on their front pages of LA burning. Accusations are flowing. Governments are taking advantage of this. One particular target of this kind of notoriety and discussion is Japan. You will find that even as I speak here, Mr. Gates, who is part and parcel of this plan of power and control, will make his speeches with his ridiculous mouth working in the direction of, we hope we don't have to use, but we're very, very grateful to the president for having sent and his willingness to send federal regular troops to our assistance, because we will use them, although we don't think we will need to, because we have enough force, we believe, to bring this under control. Forcibly, if necessary. You better hear. You better see. I mean, really hear and really see. Because you're coming into a time now where the physical impact will begin to be striking all of you. Up until now, it has been confusion, economic instability. You have never had a war since your civil wars in your nation. These massive global conflicts have not been in your dooryard in America. But you literally now are going to become prisoners of this terror and this kind of violence. The war's in your dooryard. The war has been created, and it's between you and your neighbor. I urge you to go within and listen to your higher guidance, and then make your actions be within wisdom. Know that you have a mission. You have a purpose. Do not be foolish. Because the ultimate hope of this globe filled with wondrous beings rests on the heads and in the hands of you who are willing to relinquish this physical expression of ego trip and move in wisdom with the hosts and within the guidance of the divine creator. To act in physical ego consciousness is not an answer. You must go within and with wisdom. I shall be following up with this. And you ones in this particular community right now have just experienced a blast against your shield. You have had another major incident in your nearby facilities, and I must take leave to attend it. Salut. Hatton declare. It is full saturation, just as is always the fact when there is any kind of disaster, and that's what, after all, the media should be for. Instructions, assistance, and news. But what are you getting? What have you gotten from the beginning with the Rodney King situation? You have had that tape of the beating absolutely pounded into your heads, and yet everybody in the nation and in the world has made a decision regarding guilt, innocence, whatever, of Rodney King on the basis of that tape. Does it not occur to you that there are other factors involved before even the stopping of Rodney King? There are always two sides to every story, precious ones. Never is that kind of violent behavior acceptable. On the other hand, what took place before that moment? And what did that judge instruct the jury as to their capabilities of utilizing information to render a verdict. You must face the fact that it is your judicial system. It is the laws that allow men to go to that level of violence within the regulations of the system. And don't kid yourself, if that had not been photographed, you would never, ever have had any kind of a hearing for Rodney King. I'm not going to tell you what went on prior to that. You're going to be able to get bits and pieces, however, from various ones of the jury. Was it a fixed jury? No, not exactly. But you can always fix a jury. They're from a white neighborhood of retired police officers. They are already biased. They're frightened of the hostility. And they have had their own loved ones go into that community and be shot. So yes, in one small way they were fixed. On the other hand, they were presented with information such as they were chased at some 115 miles an hour. Or were they? That was the word of the officers. Then they will go on to say that Mr. King was the only one of the males involved in the car that was beaten. That is a lie. But that's what the jury heard. Both of the other persons in the vehicle were beaten. And one later was killed, taken out of the picture. Oh, no, you will say, I heard that there was one of the witnesses that had an accident. Yes, he did. He had a fatal car crash one night, which was never really investigated. If you do not come into your understanding that all of this is a massive conspiracy and higher plan to pull down your nation, then there is no hope for your nation. Is Hatton a rabble rouser? Absolutely no. I don't want any of you out rousing or rabbling anywhere. You are a remnant. Ones are being groomed as leadership to see you through this horrendous time. And it's hard and it's frightening. And that's why we will meet. You need connections. You need more confirmation that you have the support. You need wisdom. And only through truth can you gain wisdom so that you can move into freedom. The octopus is sitting on top of you, squashing you. And his tentacles go out, more like the squid. He doesn't just have eight. He has eight times eight times eight times eight times eight. And they have paid attention to their goal. They have never, never lost sight of their goal. And they require, you see, that the least among you, the most put upon among you, are the ones that have to bear the burden of this horrendous act. A $500 million plane goes down and there is no mention of it. after the day it happened, after it was lost completely in the chaos of the moment. What are you doing with a prototype of a $500 million stealth plane when none of the stealths have worked? What are you doing? And doesn't anyone notice what is going on? You're in the ending times. There's no other way to put it. You're in the most serious time this planet has ever known. And still more interest is paid in discounting our presence and that which your government is doing and the government of the world than to the reality of your experience. You cannot see that forest out there because of that tree standing in front of you. The media has fed you exactly what they were told to feed you, to incite to violence, exactly what has occurred. And still, ones deny it and rave and bow at the wondrous coverage, and these youngsters go out into the streets, and the old hands go out into the streets and make journalistic history. No, playing right into the hands of the elite planners, gain control of their media, train them in violence, and they'll love it. The only thing that could have made the viewers happier is if they had burned down 10 times as many buildings, wrecked 10 times as much havoc, and have blood flowing in the streets. Moreover, before this is done, that probably will also happen. Because now you're going to get the feminists, everyone who perceives themselves to be put upon, are going to march and complain. You're going to find the Anti-Defamation League up to their eyes in this. And you will even have an outcry continually through these days regarding the Holocaust. It is a time of absolute international chaos, set again to isolate you once, to break you into small little pieces, to divide you, to have confrontations. You will be incited to riot continually as the Abortion League comes into play. It is a time of bringing all strong feelings to the surface and out the mouth and into irrational behavior. You will be having your heads ringing because you are being pulsed instructions to confusion, depression, and chaos. Remember, the grid is active and they are pulsing this information to you right into the cities. It is requiring that ones who would ordinarily be somewhere under control lose control, inciting violence, more violence, even though it is known there is no way that violence can prevail except in a most destructive manner. But who can you be violent against? You've witnessed it. It's been on your television constantly. The ones living in those communities, having to exist in those communities, and the older generations who saw that the 65-watt riots did not work and who in Detroit saw that following the Watts riots, it was worse in Detroit, Michigan. The violence doesn't work. It only causes disaster and destruction and sets back the cause. Massively sets it back. You do not win anything by destroying it. And that's what you've done to your planet. You couldn't see it. You just used it. And in your frustrations, you just lash out in violence because you've been trained to do that. I would ask everyone who hears this to go back to one of the journals that will have in it the protocols. And I don't want you to get hung up on it being Zionist. It is just the very best place to go for reflection. The New World Order has laid it down in the same form, even more briefly, and if you know where to find that in the prior journals, then please find it. And I want you to read one after the other, and I want you to quietly go within and evaluate where you are now. Well, what can I do, you ask me? Be prepared. And I'm going to remind you once of some of our suggestions in the past. As things worsen and unemployment becomes worse, your cities are going to become ghettos of terror. Someone made a motion picture that showed New York as the prison with horrendous unrest, killing and hate. Well, you're already to the killing and hate. If you live in those cities and you truly want some peace, you're going to have to get out of them, because the cities will become hotbeds of terror and destruction, especially as ones begin to lose employment and more need to go onto the welfare rolls, and there will be no money. And if you have and your neighbor is starving, he is going to come and take it from you. This is the way man has been trained to react. And even if he doesn't want to react in that manner, when his children are hungry, he will take what he must. And you are trained to not wish to give it. So in your desire to protect that which you have, violence will again occur. And that then allows the enforcement procedure against you. The monetary system is going to collapse. If there is ability for choices at all, you should consider moving away from those cities, from those big central locations. For the human mind is a very strange thing. It will destroy first that which it surrounds, or that which surrounds it. And then it will move out. But the major cities will, of course, be the hotbeds of activity, pain, and anguish. And this is where they can vent their anger against the establishment and against you, whom they perceive has done them injustice. This is why the blacks will go to the Koreans and burn down their stores, because the Koreans came and the big markets came, and those who dared to set up business in those communities overcharged. The least able to pay had to pay more for the very bread they ate. So the violence is first perpetrated against those immediate perpetrators of injustice. And then it will branch out and branch out, and then it will move into the higher white segments of your community, as it grows. And then you add a few natural disasters, drought, floods, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, etc. You pile that onto people already oppressed, and you have them under control. This is why free trade. Get your industry out of the nation so that there's nothing left to control but the people, and no way for them to grow out of the poverty established because of the lack of ability to support oneself. And then you have the massive, quote, Christian or religious movements gathering together, actually inciting more violence, and then asking ones to simply pray. Simply pray. Pray to God for miracles. You hear it. They meet and God will send a miracle. How can God send a miracle? Maybe on tiny individual bases, someone will do something miraculous. But you have helped make the plan. You have fed the plan. And then you pull ones into the churches and say, well, let us all pray for a miracle. And then when the violence continues, God has somehow failed you? Do you see the lack of wisdom and reason? And yet, do you also see that this is the training that has been given? And how the young people will not buy it. You want to go into that church house and you want to pray while they're killing us. I'll do it my way, you do it yours. And both ways are so incredibly incorrect. You can put down the riots. You cannot put down the feelings and the hostility and the boiling cauldron. You can put band-aids on these precious ones. But the elite intend to win. And that means they intend that the masses lose. And they have the power. And all you do is ask for God to intervene. God will not intervene. And only through truth and knowledge and wisdom can you even begin to think about reversing it. Two wrongs do not make one right. it only enhances the violence and the feelings, the emotions. I repeat, please go read the protocols and look and see where you are against what they have planned to do, why it is coming about at this very time, why the coalition of the controllers is forming, why the different groups are being rallied to their own causes to cause more confusion, more distractions. And your president will come along now and bring in order. It will appear to you to be order. And his popularity will zoom up. I can only ask that you think about these things. There's one last thing that I wish to urge you ones to do, and that's look beyond that which you are seeing. And yet bits and pieces will be coming through to you as ones in the power will want you to be aware that what is happening in Los Angeles, for instance, is in its most heinous form being shown all over the globe to every nation. All of the leading newspapers feature great Holocaust pictures on their front pages of LA burning. Accusations are flowing. Governments are taking advantage of this. One particular target of this kind of notoriety and discussion is Japan. You will find that even as I speak here, Mr. Gates, who is part and parcel of this plan of power and control, will make his speeches with his ridiculous mouth working in the direction of, we hope we don't have to use, but we're very, very grateful to the president for having sent and his willingness to send federal regular troops to our assistance, because we will use them, although we don't think we will need to, because we have enough force, we believe, to bring this under control forcibly if necessary. You better hear, you better see, I mean really hear and really see, because you're coming into a time now where the physical impact will begin to be striking all of you. Up until now, it has been confusion, economic instability. You have never had a war since your civil wars in your nation. These massive global conflicts have not been in your dooryard in America. But you literally now are going to become prisoners of this terror and this kind of violence. The war's in your dooryard. The war has been created, and it's between you and your neighbor. I urge you to go within and listen to your higher guidance, and then make your actions be within wisdom. Know that you have a mission. You have a purpose. Do not be foolish. Because the ultimate hope of this globe filled with wondrous beings rests on the heads and in the hands of you who are willing to relinquish this physical expression of ego trip and move in wisdom with the hosts and within the guidance of the Divine Creator, to act in physical ego consciousness is not an answer. You must go within and with wisdom. I shall be following up with this and you ones in this particular community right now have just experienced a blast against your shield. You have had another major incident in your nearby facilities and I must take leave to attend it. Salut. Hat on to clear.